Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we welcome back to the program the Majority Leader of the United States Senate, Nevada Senator Harry Reid. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
My pleasure.
I want to do something that's very topical, and you just told me about this. I asked you about Joe Biden, and you said that there was a helicopter accident in Afghanistan involving Joe Biden, John Kerry, and Chuck Hagel. Would you tell us what you know?
Well, what I know is that they've been rescued. They've been taken to hospital to make sure they're okay. We think everything is okay. But I got that notice just a short time ago that Hagel from Nebraska, Kerry, of course, Massachusetts, and Biden from Delaware were in Afghanistan, and it appears it was a mechanical failure. It doesn't appear that it was enemy fire, as far as we know. But it went down in a bad place, but they sent people in quickly and rescued them.
Okay, let's take a break and come back. We have lots of questions for you. Back on Nevada Newsmakers with the Majority Leader of the United States Senate, Harry Reid, right here on Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers, brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Resort at Red Hawk and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
You learned about our business park last year. Please celebrate our growth this year. We've started construction on the new I-80 USA Parkway interchange.
And we're extending the parkway beyond Walmart's distribution center. We're adding rail track. We've added a 2-million-gallon water tank, and we're doubling the capacity of the sewer treatment plant. We're installing Northern Nevada's most advanced fiber-optic communication network.
Welcome to the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center,
the largest industrial park in the world, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
All systems check. All right, Sam, let's go check out some B&D roofs.
Hey, Ken. From up here, you can really tell the difference a quality D&D roof makes.
You're right, Sam. With our experience, knowledge, and staff, nothing compares to a D&D roof.
Hey, look down there. It's our D&D roofing crew.
I'll bank the plane so we can get a closer look. Sam! You watch your company's bottom line, and I'll cover the top of it.
Since its creation more than a decade ago, the Southern Nevada Water Authority has focused on three goals: preserving water quality, improving water conservation in Southern Nevada, and meeting the community's current and future water needs. Through thoughtful planning, responsible management, and collaboration, it's succeeding. As we move into the 21st century, the authority continues to embrace sustainable water development and efficient water use. That's our promise to Nevada.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And we are proud to continue our conversation with the Majority Leader of the United States Senate, Nevada Senator Harry Reid. I want to entitle this segment, Lessons of Tom Daschle, because Tom Daschle was the Majority Leader of the United States Senate and got beaten in his last election, which allowed you to become the Majority Leader. And at the time, I asked you if you were concerned, after you became Majority Leader, that the same thing could happen to you that happened to him, where you have to take positions that are not necessarily Nevada positions, but as you are the leader of the Democratic Party, you sometimes have to pick up issues that belong a little bit further left than perhaps you might be normally. Well, since then, you've had the Nevada caucus, which you initiated, which not only was a huge success, people said that perhaps you were a little crazy that you were saying 100,000 people would come out. 119,000 people came out. And it registered a lot of people in the Democratic Party. What are your thoughts on that, first of all?
Well, first of all, Senator Daschle and I are like brothers. South Dakota is a much different state than Nevada. About two-thirds of the people in South Dakota are Republicans. It's not the case in Nevada. As you know, we have significant voter registration lead as Democrats in the state of Nevada. And I try to recognize that I'm in Washington as a result of people in Nevada having voted for me. So that's my first responsibility. And I do what I have to do to represent our country. I do the very best I can. I've got 50 senators. I'm the 51st that I have to take care of. I am their father confessor. I'm their loan manager. I listen to all their marital problems. I handle them the best way I can. And so far, it's worked out well. I'm not going to run from anything as a result of Senator Daschle having lost. I'm going to do what I think is right. People in the state of Nevada know me. I've been around for a while. I'm going to continue being who I've always been.
Well, I'm not suggesting in any way that you would run away from it. What I'm saying is that you're actually going the opposite direction. You are being very proactive, because The caucus was a huge success for the Democratic Party in Nevada, and in one of the ways it was that it increased the registration of Democrats in the state by a significant amount. What was that total?
We registered that morning in about an hour and a half, 30,000 new Democrats. The Republicans in the same period of time lost registration. I brought the caucus to the state of Nevada because I never liked the system we had. Iowa and New Hampshire. Iowa has very limited diversity and not many people. New Hampshire has no diversity and no people. And we were depending on them to determine who was going to be president of the United States. I didn't like it. So I worked with the Democratic National Committee and other people around the country, and we came up with a change. We would have South Carolina and Nevada in that mix. Why? Because Nevada is representative of what our country is all about, as far as the workforce, ethnic diversity, growing population. It's the West. And then we put South Carolina, which is we have to have the South as part of the mix. And it's worked out well.
You know, but the bottom line in what I'm referring to here is that registering this huge amount of Democrats does not hurt your chances for re-election down the road here. Let me go to another issue. You discovered many, many years ago that the environment was a great issue for Democrats, and that for the most part, environmentalists don't live in the environment, they live in the cities, and that's where the majority of voters are. And you came out on this program last year very strongly against the coal power plants in White Pine County. And this is a very popular idea among environmentalists, both across the country and in the Silver State, and I would say a second pillar of your reelection campaign. Michael Yakira was on this program, and he said that in a lot of ways he agrees with you, but there are times when the sun doesn't shine, and there are times when the wind doesn't blow, and there's backup plans needed. What do you think those backup plans should be?
I laugh at such a uneducated response. Of course the sun doesn't shine all the time. Of course the wind doesn't blow all the time. Geothermal does pour from the earth all the time, and that's why you need backup. But do we need to use dirty coal to backup? Of course not. There's so many other things we can do. Natural gas, there's biomass, there's all kinds of things we can do. And no matter how many times you repeat it, that coal is clean, coal's dirty. There is no clean coal. There's only cleaner coal. All coal is dirty. And why do you think they chose Steptoe Valley? Because the air quality is so pure and pristine. They couldn't even consider siting a coal plant here or in Las Vegas. They go to the most pristine area in the lower 48, Steptoe Valley. It is an idea that is doomed to failure. The people of the state of Nevada will not allow that to happen.
Now, Michael Yakira said, and his head of Sierra Pacific Resources said that he'd have several conversations with you since you started this. Any chance that this is going to occur?
What is going to occur?
That there could be a coal-fired power plant in White Pine County?
No. When I say any chance, of course, I guess there's some chance, but I think they've picked a fight here they shouldn't. The state of Nevada is the most rapidly growing state in the Union. It is a wonderful state. 314 separate mountain ranges. We're the most mountainous state in the Union except for Alaska. 32 mountains, over 11,000 feet high. Boundary Peak we share with California that reaches almost 14,000 feet in the air. We have clean air in various parts of this state. Is there any reason in the world the first year of that operation they're talking about will burn 7 million tons of coal? I mean, I staggered even thinking about that.
Now, if you don't use coal, do you still have the financial wherewithal to be able to build the transmission lines between northern and southern Nevada?
If the power company wanted to do it, the answer is yes. Of course. The answer is yes. But they're trying to even hold the power line hostage to this dirty, filthy coal plant. And they're not going to do that. There is so much money to be made by the private sector with wind, sun, geothermal. Do you realize that George Knapp, one of your competitors down south, did a study? You know how many jobs, the permanent jobs were had after they built this coal plant? 10 permanent jobs by ruining that valley.
All right, let's leave that there. We have more topics for you. We're continuing our conversation with Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid right here on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
It will be a short outing for this young right-hander as the manager heads to the mound. Uh-oh. I have never seen anything like this.
There's an easier way inside local sports. Las Vegas Review-Journal. Get inside.
Here we have Ference, Ference, and Ference to tell us about Fusio, Reno's best new restaurant at the Sands. So guys, what's a Fusio?
It's a cool San Francisco bistro now in Reno. Actually, it's a hip San Francisco bar now in Reno. It's fresh Italian pasta meets unique Asian noodle dishes. It's sensational salads to delicious desserts. Fusio, it's Italian for Ference. Is not, is two. Not two.
Hey, come on guys, can't you agree on anything?
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And we continue our conversation with the Majority Leader of the United States Senate, Senator Harry Reid. Your staff asked us to now call you Nevada Senator Harry Reid, and I would say that that's another thing in the way of promoting your reelection campaign in 2010.
What am I usually called?
Well, I usually, you know, refer to you as the Majority Leader of the United States Senate.
I thought they were some bad name you're calling.
Oh, never, sir. Never, sir. We've been talking for 18 years. I'm not going to say anything bad to you. Dean Heller now has competition in the race for his congressional seat from Jill Derby. She headed up the state party. She did remarkably well in the last election. Dean had a very strong primary, but people point out that there's still a huge disparity between the registration for Republicans and Democrats in Elko County. What do you think her chances are of being able to close that gap as a blue dog Democrat and take that seat for the first time ever as a Democrat?
First of all, Nevada is a very independent state. Registration is important, but that's not the name of the game. Nevada is very independent, and that's the way it's always been. That's why when we had a heavy Democratic majority here, we had a majority of the people in Washington were Republicans. Nevadans don't really focus on registration too much. But let me say this. I like Dean Heller. He's a good guy. I saw him last night. I love Jill Derby, a wonderful woman who's been in public service for a long time. And I'm not going to get involved in that race. I will do everything I can to help Jill. But I told Dean Heller, I called and told him, because I like Dean Heller. I said, Dean, you're making a huge mistake. You're voting against a children's health initiative, which will allow thousands and thousands of children in Nevada to have health care. Why are you going along with President Bush on this? It's not good for Nevada. Don't do it, Dean. You're making a mistake. That one issue alone could cost him the election.
Will you be able to get enough money to help Jill Derby win this race? Dean Heller already has nearly $1 million in the bank.
Well, why don't you ask Mike Huckabee if money is the answer to every problem in politics? The answer is no. Money doesn't determine who's going to win elections anymore. People think it has, but it doesn't. If that were the case, Giuliani would be the Republican nominee. Huckabee is a guy that had nothing, and he's won primaries all around this country. Money is important. Jill Derby will definitely be competitive.
Do you think that it would make a difference if Barack Obama is the nominee, that with his inroads into Elko County, if he came and campaigned on her behalf, that it would help her?
Barack Obama drew 15,000 people in Republican Boise, Idaho. They can't build places big enough to hold all the people that come to listen to him. And you understand also, Senator Clinton draws a pretty good crowd herself. I've stayed out of that election, and I will continue to do so. They're both my senators. But those two individuals would help anybody, whoever they were asked to help and wherever they went.
Okay, in Southern Nevada, John Porter had a very tough race against Tessa Hafen, your former employee, and he barely eked out a victory there. On a lot of lists, he's put down as a weak candidate for re-election. Robert Daskus is up against him. Now, he has very little in the way of name recognition. It would strike me that he's going to need a lot of money to be able to compete with John Porter, because the Republicans will try to shore that up. What are your thoughts on that race and whether he can get the money that he needs?
Sam, your viewers have to understand, money is not the name of the game. Robert Daskus comes from a family that's been in Nevada back to World War II. His father was my neighbor when we moved from Searchlight during the war. His dad, Teddy. His uncles are all my close personal friends. He is probably the state's leading prosecutor. He is a great trial lawyer and a wonderfully hardworking man. Graduated first or second in his class at McGeorge. Has had very little family support. He did it himself. He is a fighter and a tough guy. The registration in that district has gone, because you focused on registration. The last election, there were more Republicans than Democrats. Now there's 15,000 more Democrats in that district. So it's going to be a very good race. I'll watch it. I'll do everything I can to help Daskus.
Okay, and the last one on this this line here, and this is more of a statewide race, which is Senator Bob Beers now has Allison Kopening running against him. And again, the registration, I think, is going to be a big part there. Do you think that she can raise the money to be able to be competitive in that race?
I don't mean to be flippant about this, but I don't know either one of them.
You don't know Senator Bob Beers?
No, nope, never met him.
Very interesting. Maybe I have to make an arrangement. We'll take a break. More with United States Majority Leader Senator Harry Reid right here on Nevada Newsmakers after this.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
I've done landscaping all my life. I like every aspect of it, making things grow and using new materials. I like running the equipment. That's the best part. This is a great climate for beautiful landscapes, lighting, fire pits, and retaining walls. We do it all, and we do it right. We treat you like family. I like big trees and unusual plants. From concept to design to installation, I back our work with 100% guarantee.
Discover the textures of the Starving Artist's Art Sale. Discover the beauty that real hand-painted oils can bring to your home. Original sofa-sized paintings sold elsewhere for hundreds of dollars, as low as $19. Smaller paintings from $7, and hundreds of paintings $59 or less. This Sunday only, discover the Starving Artist's Art Sale in Reno at the Holiday Inn downtown. Original sofa-sized oil paintings from $19. This Sunday only, 10 to 4.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And we continue our conversation with United States Senator Harry Reid, Senator from Nevada, of course, and the Majority Leader of the United States Senate. One of the things that I find disappointing with the campaigns, not so much on their websites, because they do go into more detail there if you care to go in and look, but hearing the candidates talking about the important issues. For example, we've talked about this before. The Comptroller General says that the biggest problem facing this country economically is Medicare, and that nobody in Congress wants to talk about it, and certainly nobody on the campaign trail is really addressing it. I talked to Senator McCain last year, and he said, well, if I'm elected president, I'm going to get everybody in the back room in a bipartisan fashion. We're going to solve this. And I said, well, are you going to cut benefits or raise taxes? Oh, I can't discuss that. What do we need to do? What do the candidates need to be talking about Medicare and how we resolve this problem? Because otherwise, aren't we going to see richer Americans not be able to qualify for Medicare down the road?
Sam, perhaps there should be more detail in what has taken place in these campaigns, but this cycle, I've been involved in government my whole life. I've been interested in it since I was a boy. This is the most thoroughly discussed, debated presidential campaign in the history of modern America. They've had upwards of 30-some-odd debates, presidential candidates, and these are not easy debates. Interruptions for commercials. And I would also say this. I'm disappointed that my friend John McCain would say that wouldn't be willing to discuss what should be done. Let's take one basic thing we tried to do this year that is so basic to help Medicare. and we were stopped cold by the Republicans. What is this? There was a law passed during the early days of this president's administration saying that Medicare could not negotiate for lower prices for drugs. Think about that. Medicare. Veterans Administration can do it. All these HMOs, insurance companies can do it. But Medicare cannot negotiate for lower priced drugs. Do you think that would help Medicare? Of course it would. But the reason they didn't is because in the Bush White House, they have sweetheart deals with all these big drug companies as HMOs. They can negotiate for lower prices, but they wanted to destroy Medicare just like he wanted to privatize Social Security. So we're going to come back and we're going to continue doing that. That will be the first thing the next president will do, whether it's a Democrat or Republican, because it's the only fair thing to do, to allow Medicare to negotiate for higher, lower price drugs. That will bring down the inequality of what's going on in taking care of senior citizens in America.
McCain has already said that he would favor importation of drugs from Canada and allow for...
Sam, let me just interrupt.
Please do.
That's fine. But that, why didn't they support us on that 10 years ago when we're, I'm sorry, 6-7 years ago when we're trying to do it? It's okay now, but it's not such an important issue now because there's been some more equality in drugs and Canada has passed certain laws to make it so we can't do very well anyway. Where were they when we needed them?
Okay. The New York Times put out a very interesting list of questions for the candidates, not just in Iraq. And I wanted to ask you for your opinion on one or two of these as we have time here. On international leadership, they said too many people who have long admired this country as a beacon of democratic values now suspect and fear it. What steps should the candidates take to revive America's reputation and its ability to lead? Should they immediately shut Guantanamo, commit to a global treaty to address climate change, and press the Senate to ratify the Comprehensive Test Ban Treaty? Your thoughts?
All three answers, yes. However, we need a surge. A surge in diplomacy. A surge in diplomacy. America has not been able to do what it needs to do during this administration. Take, for example, what Ronald Reagan did. There has never been in the history of our country an elected official more anti-communist than Ronald Reagan. What did Ronald Reagan do the first day he was president of the United States? He sent his emissaries, his ambassadorial corps, to the Soviet Union, the evil Soviet Union, to start dealing with them. Did he meet with people he didn't like who led the Soviet Union? Of course he did. But what happened? As a result of their talking, he was able to work something out, and the Cold War is over. That was by diplomacy. Now, it was balanced. We had a strong military. It was balanced. But it was done by diplomacy. It would never have been done by brute power alone. And that's what we needed to recognize. America needs to return to the days of diplomacy.
One of the things that came up just a couple of weeks ago was that the Pentagon issued their budget for the next fiscal year. They're asking for $500 billion in budget money. Is that pretty much where it has been for the last several years? Or is that a huge increase?
Sam, that is such an unfair budget that he has given us. We will, in a matter of weeks, be starting the sixth year of this war, which, by the way, now is costing us, some estimate, up to $15 billion a month. Every penny of it's been borrowed. It'll soon be $1 trillion in that war. He doesn't have one penny of that war in his budget. Is that unfair? After 5 years, you think he'd get some general idea what the war's going to cost? He doesn't.
Well, in that vein, and we're running out of time rapidly here, this stimulus package that's $165 billion, we're borrowing the money to pay for this stimulus package. Somebody joked on this program that we're going to borrow the money from the Chinese, give it to the American people, and the Chinese hope that they'll spend that money on HD televisions that are made in China. What's your response to that? Because it does seem a little out of whack.
Well, I think any time you have a stimulus, it's borrowed money. That's the way it's been historically. So this isn't anything new. I just think it was not focused on where it should have been as a result of the work that, I don't like to say I, that we did in the Senate. We made the program much better. We include 21.5 million seniors that the president opposed, 250,000 disabled veterans, and we wanted stuff directed, and that they finally had to accept. But we're going to come back next week and do something about housing. We had housing in this that would have done a tremendous job to replenish, restore, reinvigorate the housing industry. The president opposed that, but we're going to come back and do that. So the stimulus package, we made it better, it's not a perfect program for sure.
And that's where we got to leave it. We will look forward to you coming back in May when your biography comes out that you have co-authored, and we will look forward to that. We thank you so much for being here as always, Senator.
Thanks, Sam.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Nevada Newsmakers Outreach, Inc. is looking for interns. You must be a senior in high school or a university or college student. Candidates can apply from across the state. For more information, call 775-857-2244.
Like many families without health insurance, the Andrews noticed that whenever they got sick or injured,
ow,
the health of their piggy bank also suffered.
What happened?
No. We didn't see that coming.
Though they were in good health, they often paid the price for not being covered.
Jack!
We're taking it easy for a while.
Fortunately, they found affordable, individual health insurance from Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield.
Jack!
Never get on a trampoline with a pig.
Anthem has plans designed for different needs and budgets. So whether you need coverage for yourself or your family, Anthem has a plan that makes sense for you and your piggy bank.
Dude, you're awesome out there.
If you're self-employed, between jobs, or simply can't get health insurance at work,
love it.
Call Anthem. You'll be glad to know that you and your loved ones are protected.
Jack!
For more information and a free quote, call your local Anthem agent. Visit us online or call Anthem at 1-800-704-0678.
I love spending all my money on gas. Every fill-up is a chance for me to open my wallet and say, here it is, boys. You deserve it. But if I had a Toyota, I couldn't do that.
Because RAV4 gets an estimated 27 miles per gallon, Corolla 37, Matrix 33.
Smart ways to use less gas. That's what you're into.
Get 0% financing or $1,000 cash back on a new 08 Corolla or lease one for $189 a month. Toyota, a smart way to keep moving forward.
Final phase, nothing stays. Imagine That Furniture in Reno is in the final phase of their incredible going-out-of-business sale. Even deeper discounts are in effect. Take 40 to 60% off everything in the store. All fine furniture, bedding, and leather is being let go at sacrifice liquidation prices. Orders are to sell it all immediately, regardless of cost or loss. Remember, we don't just want to sell furniture, we have to. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to save 40 to 60% on everything for your home. Imagine That Furniture in Reno is in the final phase of their incredible going-out-of-business sale.
Coming up next week, the state party chair for the Republicans, Sue Loudon, Assemblywoman Barney Parnell, developers Mike Dermody and Part Tolles, and we'll talk basketball. All coming up next week on Nevada Newsmakers. We'll see you.